Today we're talking about transport. Now, when it comes to getting out and about, whether it's on buses or trains, there's always an added issue sometimes if you're blind or partially sighted, just finding the bus stop, getting the correct bus and getting off at the right stop. But we can get help and support through technology, but sometimes just people power and a little bit of understanding can make a huge amount of difference. So today we're going to look at the Swap With Me project run by RNIB, and to tell us a little bit more we have with us from RNIB Scotland, Kate Fallis. Kate, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you.
So tell me first of all about Swap With Me and how it works.
So it's designed to promote understanding between bus drivers and blind and partially sighted passengers of the challenges that they both face. So when boarding a bus and also when driving a bus. So in the event itself, we get bus drivers to try and board a bus wearing SIM specs, that's glasses that simulate sight loss, while blind and partially sighted customers sit behind the wheel of a bus to get a sense of what it's like to be in the cabin, a bit removed from everything else, and sort of the difficulties that you can have hearing people coming on the bus. So it's all about promoting communication between two sides and increasing their understanding.
What seems to be good about this, Kate, is, you know, we're not talking about, you know, complex technology and things like that having to be installed in buses and so on. You're just really promoting a little bit of understanding and interestingly enough, you know, not just for bus drivers to understand a bit more about sight loss, but the other way around, because when we think about it, you know, the drivers are driving buses, they're keeping people safe, they're watching the road and so on. So a lot to kind of take in for both.
Yeah, and so far it's proved incredibly effective. We get very good feedback at the end of these events just about, you know, how much people have learned from both sides and how they're going to implement that in their day-to-day life. So, yeah, no, very positive experience.
So if I was to take it down to the basics then, are you looking for the bus drivers, first of all, that they would recognise someone, say, with a cane or a dog at a bus stop and just stop and let the person know maybe what the number of the bus is, where it's going, that kind of thing?
So we'd hope that bus drivers would stop at every stop where there's people. Obviously, sight loss isn't always identifiable from sight. And then if there is someone there who's blind, partially sighted, and they're looking to know what the number of the bus is, know where it's going, then it's about bus drivers communicating to them. So in the end, it's sort of good customer service. Well, we're very happy to work with Stagecoach and all of the other bus companies in Scotland that signed up to the charter to increase understanding about this.
And do the passengers themselves get a greater understanding of what the bus drivers have to do as well, a bit more about their work?
Oh, definitely. So the noise of the engine, for example, and also the screen on some buses can be a big barrier to actually hearing what passengers are saying, but also just understanding things like the time constraint and the sort of different pressures that the bus driver are under as well. All goes a way to having a sort of positive relationship there.
What about reaction from the bus companies then, from the drivers and so on?
So we've had almost nothing but a positive one from all of the companies we've been in touch with. So far, we've got 8 companies signed up across Scotland, with more coming hopefully soon. And I think we've covered about 85% of routes in Scotland, so of bus services in Scotland, and they've been nothing but helpful.
Fantastic, great news. Now, an event took place recently in Aberdeen, and Stagecoach were involved in this one. We have with us Ian Bell from the company. Ian, thank you very much for joining us. So, from Stagecoach's point of view then, how successful was the event?
It was very successful. There was lots of drivers wanting to take part. Even drivers that weren't scheduled to do it were passing by and coming and taking part. So really successful in that area, so much so that we're going to hopefully hold another one late on in the autumn.
So would something like this then be incorporated into new driver training and perhaps maybe, you know, some refreshers for current drivers?
Well, what we've asked for, we do a DDA course as part of our CPC. Now, whereas we can't make this part of the course, I have spoken to Kate outside of this forum, and she has agreed to come in and talk to the drivers after their DDA course and do some more work with this.
I think from talking to Kate, you know, this is obviously has benefits for the passengers themselves. It can be quite nerve-wracking, you know, getting a bus and trying to get the correct bus, in fact, if you're going somewhere. But do you think it also helps put drivers at ease as well?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest problems has been that drivers are nervous when talking and they get a visually impaired person on the bus. The interaction that we had between the drivers and the people with the dogs and the people in the wheelchairs was just brilliant on the day. They were talking quite openly about their experiences, the drivers about their experiences, and there was some really good discussions.
I mean, we talk a lot about, you know, campaigns for talking buses and having AV announcements and so on, but, you know, I think this really goes to show, you know, from an operator's point of view that, you know, you can work to provide a really high class of service for passengers with disabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this has been really valuable, certainly for the drivers that attended, and the word is spreading throughout the depot, so the next one I expect to be even better attended.
Is this spreading through the whole Stagecoach organisation? Is this something that could be sort of cascaded down?
I think each company that Stagecoach have will do their own things. I certainly know there's things that happen in Perth where they have training for guide dogs on the buses. I think it's each company will pick it up themselves.
Kate, some fantastic news there. And as you say, you reckon about 85% of the routes in Scotland you've kind of looked at already and been involved in these campaigns. So, can people still get involved in Swap With Me or make suggestions for perhaps companies or routes they would like looked into?
Yeah, if there's a local bus company that anyone's dealing with that haven't signed up as a bus charter, then please do just get in touch with us if you'd like us to approach them. So it's just about time, really, and trying to get around them all. But no, there'll still be many Swap With Me events to get involved in the future. So with Stagecoach, again, and also with new and different bus companies. My number is 07702 820007.
Fantastic news. Swap With Me going from strength to strength, improving the bus travel journeys for blind and partially sighted people. And let's hope that continues to grow and grow. But furthermore, to Kate and to Ian, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.